Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. People ask me, Brendan, how do I reprogram my mind? And I'm like, that's kind of creepy. Are you a cyborg? Like, why did somebody one time like ninjutsu your brain and hypnotize you into thinking something horrible? Like, why do you need to reprogram anything? Most adults don't need to reprogram something. They just need to program it for the first time. You know, it's like there was never actually any programming that happened anywhere. There were just circumstances that have all coalesced into sort of these automatic thoughts and behaviors that they aren't necessarily being responsible for. They come up automatically and they happen to them. It's not like someone said, I want you to think this, I want you to think this, I want you to. No one ever sat you down and probably just like, woo, maybe it happened, but for most people, that never happened. What they're really saying is, Brendan, I need to get a hold of my mind, man, because sometimes I just got these constant negative recurring thoughts that come up. I can't get rid of them. Or sometimes I get obsessed about this one bad thing that happened to me. Or sometimes they say, you know, I just can't even control my attention, dude. So what they're really struggling to do is to master their mind in a more sort of capable way. So let's talk about how your thoughts are generated. I'm gonna give you one simple framework to think through, and then some tips and tools and strategies you can immediately input into your life to better manage your mind. The first thing, if you're having negative recurring thoughts and feelings that are coming up, those are really, they're easy. And here's what I mean by that. You know, we kind of have two systems of thought, psychologists like to say now. We have the system one theories, in which the system one is your automatic, just unconscious, immediate thoughts and impulses that come up from your body that usually your brain is just saying, hey, dude, we've thought through this before. Or, hey, dude, we're trying to protect you. So it's running at a very baseline, easy energetic level. Your brain loves to optimize itself. It doesn't like to have to do a whole lot of thinking. It just likes to say, what do we already know? How can we apply it to this situation? So if you had fears in the past and a similar situation is here, your body just generates those fears and says, hey man, run away again. You know? If you had challenges in the past and you want to protect yourself, your brain just says, hey, protect yourself right now. We're worried about this. But sometimes those are not helpful thoughts. They're automatic, but they're not actually helpful. It's just your brain saying this is the easiest route we know. And part of becoming a more mature, conscious, enlightened person is to better take control of our system two, which is our sort of conscious dashboard on our mind, our ability to more directly work, control, generate, and create our own thoughts and behaviors in the moment, not relying too much on just the things that come up for us. Now, of course, we're always going to. Most of our lives is very system one driven, very unconscious, automatic. We're just going through the motions. But the people who achieve the peak amounts of success, the highest performers in the world, have said, you know what? I need to discipline my mind to support me even when it comes up with an automatic, immediate thoughts. I want those to be positive and buoyant and confident and strong, something that leads me to healthy decisions for my life, not just things that protect me. And so I think that we have to learn how to do that. One of the simple ways to do that is this framework to understand how thoughts develop into strong and automatic thoughts in our lives. I call the framework RWID, which stands for relative weight of importance and duration. People often who have negative recurring thoughts and feelings in their life, the reason those keep coming up all the time is because they at some point in their life or continually are giving those thoughts, the negative ones, more attention than necessarily any other thoughts. In other words, the relative weight that they give those thoughts is quite high, and they give a lot of importance to them. So those thoughts are very important to me right now. And they're durational, they last over a period of time. They keep thinking about those thoughts, thinking about those thoughts, thinking about those thoughts. And it's all that repetition that seals it in the back of their head, and now their head says, oh, this is an easy thing. I know this one, and it pulls it forward. So that simple repetition, because they made it important and they thought about it a lot, it keeps coming up for them over and over and over again. So there's a negative thing about that and a positive thing. The negative is if you keep obsessing about negative things, your mind will be automatically conditioned to bring it up more and more and more often without your control, just automatically. The positive aspect is we can use that same skill set and that same rule to apply positive thoughts into our own life. We can give positive thinking, positive questions, positive approaches to life, a lot of importance in our life and a lot of focus, and focus on them and give a lot of duration to them over a period of time, and they get sealed in the brain as well. And now the brain says, well, that's easy, automatically thinks about it. So for me personally, I've done this so much in my life that I automatically think about the best possible outcomes in almost everything I do. I used to think about the negative outcomes. I thought, that's not supporting me. So how did I do that? Well, leveraging RWID, it helped. And let me break it down for you a little bit about how you could do this, because the first thing you have to do in order to improve your mind is take total control of your attention and notice, where are your thoughts right now? At a very continual basis, you have to think, where are my thoughts right now? Are they supporting me, or are they automatically coming up negative and self-protective in ways that are not advancing my life? Just to be aware, to be conscious of what's going on in your body, in your sense of feeling and emotion, and the sense of the thoughts you're actually having. Just start paying attention. You know, for a lot of people, because they've never done this before and it's hard to remind them to do it, it's like simple. Here's what I want you to do. Just start paying attention to your thoughts anytime you're in line. Anytime you're in line, from now on. If you're in line at Starbucks, just say, I'm in line at Starbucks. Brennan said, think about my thoughts. What are my thoughts saying right now? Just checking in. You're in line in traffic, waiting for the next car. Just sit and think, what are my thoughts right now? And just notice what you've been thinking about. The more we notice what we've been thinking about, the more we can interrupt what we've been thinking about. See, if we just allow that feeling to keep coming up and we don't pay attention to it, our life can be very frazzled and very highly anxious. But once we say, what's my mind on right now? And we redirect it, that is where personal power comes from. First, awareness, right? And understanding and the consciousness of what's going on. But then the ability now to be self-directive, to choose what we want to focus on. So first we're attentive to it, and then redirect it. If it's negative, it's not supporting you, redirect it. How do you redirect it? First and foremost, you just say, what would be the opposite of this negative thing? Then you think about the positive thing and you focus on that and you repeat it to yourself. For many people, that might include closing their eyes, just visualizing a more positive outcome, thinking about the more positive outcome, thinking about the more positive outcome, thinking about the more positive outcome, focusing on it with their eyes closed. And that visualization of a more positive outcome of how things could turn out well, or how the situation could be better, or even just what are the next steps I should take, visualizing that and assigning a high amount of importance and duration to it, meaning making that thing important to us by making it, how do you make something important? You give it a sensation. You feel that thing, you sense it. You sense what your next step would be. You sense how it would feel if the outcome would be better. How would it feel emotionally, psychologically, spiritually for that thing to be up? Allow it to have a lot of emotion to it. Pay attention to it, your eyes closed, you see that thing, you feel it, you sense a different step, you know what you're gonna do. You pay attention to it and you keep focusing on that just over a period of minutes. Keep focusing and keep focusing and focusing. When your mind automatically wants to go back to the easy, which might be negative, you go, no. I'm not into easy right now. I'm into conditioning my mind. Focus, 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 focus. Give attention, duration, and sensation to it. Attention, duration, sensation. Attention, duration, sensation. Visualization, visualization, visualization. It's repetition of that positive alternative to a negative impulse that comes up that gives us personal power. Let me say that again. It's that attention to that positive alternative over attention to repeating that negative impulse or thought that gives us personal power.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world, and you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
It's not that we're going to someday wake up in the perfect world in which we don't have negative thoughts. There's plenty of times I struggle too. I come up with this, I'm thinking about a new dream, a new goal. I'm going to go interview some, you know, major celebrity, or we got a big time celebrity client, and I get a little nervous and I can start thinking about all these negative things that could happen if I screw up. My mind immediately interrupts that now because my mind goes, relative weight of importance and duration, Brendan. You can either give this thought more time and energy and focus, or you can just stop it and force your brain, creatively force it, to direct it to a different possible alternative. Force it, literally go, oh, I'm sensing this negative thing over here is coming up for me. I'm sensing it, stop. Okay, get to work, brain. What positive thing could I create and focus on? And close your eyes and think about it and focus on it and focus on it and focus on it and build it out. Make it elaborate in your own mind so you can visualize and see it and feel it and focus on it, focus on it, focus on it, focus on it. Literally, later on in the evening, focus on it again, focus on it again. I mean, you start building in that capacity. Now, if this all sounds way too philosophical and you're like, dude, how do I land this? How do I make it happen? Here's a very simple thing you can do to reprogram your mind. Create a sheet of two simple things, very simple things. I want you to write five questions down that you're going to ask yourself three or four times a day. Five questions that are positive for yourself. Every day, you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to read these questions to yourself, you're going to answer them. You're going to read them, you're going to answer them. Every morning, then at lunch, read the questions, answer them. At night, read the questions, answer them. These can be questions like, what can I feel incredibly grateful for right now? How could I surprise or flirt with somebody right now? How could I have fun right now? Positive things like that, right? How could I demonstrate love or excellence right now? Ask these questions in the morning. Ask them in the afternoon. Ask them at night. By asking these positive questions over and over, I mean, you just do this for 30 days, you're gonna recognize a total shift in your life. Just simple questions. But you're giving them weight by focusing on them three times during the day. You're having duration by focusing on it three times during a day over 30 days. Your mind starts to reshift its gears to give automatic ease to answering those questions and living in that mindset versus an undirected, unconscious mindset. Second thing on that sheet, or those things you can do, five questions first. Second thing I want you to do is come up three words that describe your ideal self. Just three words. You know, mine are, for example, present, excited, and bold. So I'm gonna focus on those questions three times a day as well. What I do is I put them on my iPhone and they come up as an alarm three different times during the day. Just my phone buzzes and those words are there. I'm like, oh right, I'm that guy. I gotta focus on being that guy versus whatever. I might be in a bad mood. I'm like, ah, you know, and completely detached. And then I look, I'm like, dude, no, I'm an excited person. Break that thought, get back into this. Got it, this is who I am. And now that might sound so simple. It sounds so simple, but guess what? People won't do the discipline. They are so frustrated with their mind because they haven't done the conscious discipline to reprogram it. That's the last thought here. Yes, we all have unconscious thoughts, every single person of us. If you don't have a mental disorder, then guess what? You have extreme power in your life to overtake it. And even those who have mental disorders, psychologists and therapists work with them to recondition their mind by allowing them a different way of attaching meaning to the past incidences. But even if they attach meaning, a different meaning to the past, the whole focus is bring them into today and teach them to use their mind to direct itself into positive orientations, to make healthier decisions, to enact healthier behaviors. If you can just focus on getting more attentive to what you're feeling and then do these thought exercises, what questions, who do I want to be? And you do that over and over again, everything changes. Last thought, our unconscious and our mind is incredibly programmed not just by thought, which is what I've been talking about, relative weight of importance and duration, focusing our attention on, you know, what questions we'd ask ourselves, what positive alternatives can we create for ourselves, what labels can we create for ourselves to support us. But our mind also is incredibly conditioned by action, behavior. You've heard the term like fake it till you make it. I don't love that. I'd rather just say, you know what, just be authentic over and over and over and over again, right? If you take action on a consistent basis, it teaches your mind to do that. So do things that are positive for yourself. Take bolder actions. Teach yourself, I'm just gonna be confident, you know, just for no other reason. I want you to really think about this. The more that you take action, the more your brain gets automatically conditioned to understand that's what we do. Hey man, that's just what we do. We just react to bad situations like this because that's how we've done it. You can actually condition your mind without doing any thought other than just behaving in a more positive manner. And suddenly you find yourself thinking more positively.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-2222. 6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.